Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 14 regarding Paul Schmidgall, S-C-H-M-I-D-G-A-L-L. As you know, I had previously evaluated Mr. Schmidgall as described in my report of 1-17-17. He is now a 56-year-old male who again reports he fell off of a ladder on 9-19-15 and injured both heels. Period did go to Crozier Emergency Room the same day. Period with this and further evaluation, he was diagnosed with shattered heels. Period did undergo surgery in 2017 and perhaps another one in 2019 on his right heel. Period is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period in a paragraph. Per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 5-4-17. Period then applied for modification of that award. Period. In paragraph. On 1-29-18, he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Taweel, T-A-W-E-E-L, complaining of bilateral Achilles tendon pain. Period. He had been wearing the Arizona braces only when indoors and had not been working. Period. He received a settlement from workers' compensation and has been on disability because of his lower extremity injuries. Period. He denies any re-injury and was ambulating with a cane. Period. After exam, Dr. Taweel diagnosed Achilles tendonitis, worse on the left and the right with post-traumatic arthrosis, subtalar joint status, post-calcaneal fractures. Period. He ordered physical therapy. Comma, uses Arizona braces at all times while weight-bearing, comma, and undergo repeat x-rays of his heels. Period. On 5-18-18, Dr. Taweel ordered MRI studies. Period. He noted a prior surgical history of right knee replacement on 4-4-10, comma, left rotator cuff and biceps repair in 2012, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff repair, comma, left knee meniscal repair, comma, and as well as right hand thumb injury repair. Period. On 7-23-18, he underwent an MRI of the right ankle to be inserted. Period. He had a CAT scan of the right ankle on 9-26-18 to be inserted. Period. In paragraph on 1-9-19, Dr. Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S, performed surgery on the right heel to be inserted here. Period. He began treating Mr. Schmidgall on 9-13-18. Period. He reviewed the diagnostic studies and performed an exam. Period. He ordered the aforementioned CAT scan. Period. Mr. Schmidgall followed up with Dr. Fuchs through 7-17-20. Period. He referenced CAT scan results that will be inserted as marked. Period. He wrote the patient with status post right subtalar and calcaneal cuboid arthrodesis. Period. He has a partial non-union at the calcaneal cuboid joint. Period. He is mildly symptomatic. Period. Exam found no significant tenderness to palpation. Period. There was no significant range of motion in hind foot inversion and eversion. Period. On the left, there was mild tenderness at the subtalar and calcaneal cuboid joint. Period. Of stiffness with the hind foot with inversion and eversion. Period. A physical exam. General appearance, he had a reddish color on his face in an oval distribution in the midline period. He thinks it might be a hemangioma period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right knee that was longitudinal in orientation. Period. There may have been other scars about the right ankle. Period. There was swelling about the right ankle more so than the left. Period. There were venostasis skin changes bilaterally. Period. Plantar ankle flexion on the right was 5 degrees and left 10 degrees. Common dorsiflexion on the right 10 degrees and on the left 15 degrees. Period. Inversion and eversion on the right were 0. Period. On the left, these were between 2 and 5 degrees. Period. Peripheral pulses were intact. Period. Pinprick testing was not performed. Period. He complained that his right great toe is numb secondary to a stroke. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbar. He ambulated with an antalgic gait, holding his cane in the left hand. I'm sorry, in the right hand. Period. He was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions on 9/19/15. Paul Schmidgal was injured at work when he fell from a ladder. Period. We will insert the marked portion of my earlier report. Period. New paragraph since evaluated here. He received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen by podiatrist Dr. Tuwil beginning 1/29/18. Period. He reinitiated conservative care and had the petitioner undergo additional diagnostic studies. Period. He did have a right ankle MRI on 7/23/18 to be inserted here. But he was also seen by Dr. Fuchs, who had him undergo a CAT scan of the right ankle on 9/26/18 to be inserted here. Period. Surgery was done on 1/9/19 to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Fuchs was rendered through 7/17/20. Period. New paragraph. The current exam once again found decreased range of motion about both ankles. Period. There was swelling on the right ankle more so than the left. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the feet and ankles were negative. Period. He ambulated with an antalgic gait on the left, holding a cane in his right hand. But he was unable to walk on his heels or toes. Period. New paragraph. I will increase my prior assessment about the statutory right foot by 2.5%. Period. My other disability assessments will be the same as marked in my earlier report. Period. End.